A Dangerous Trap, Judges 8, 22 through 32.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, both you and your son's son also, for you have saved us out of the hand of Midian." Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. Yahweh shall rule over you." Gideon said to them, "I do have a request, that you would each give me the earrings of his plunder." For they had golden earrings, because they were Ishmaelites. They answered, "We will willingly give them." They spread a garment, and every man threw the earrings of his plunder into it. The weight of the golden earrings that he requested was 1,700 shekels of gold, besides the crescents and the pendants, and the purple clothing that was on the kings of Midian, and besides the chains that were about their camels' necks. Gideon made an ephod out of it, and put it in Ophrah, his city. Then all Israel played the prostitute with it there, and it became a snare to Gideon and to his house. So Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, and they lifted up their heads no more. The land had rest 40 years in the days of Gideon. Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and lived in his own house. Gideon had 70 sons conceived from his body, for he had many wives. His concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son, and he named him Abimelech. Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the tomb of Joash's father in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. Here we read that Gideon rightfully refused the throne when he was asked by Israel if he would become a king over them. David Hocking highlighted something very interesting in this passage for me. The son of Gideon's concubine mentioned by God here has a name that when translated means, "My father is king." Why did Gideon refuse to be king and then make a point to name his son like this? Once again, Gideon's actions didn't match his words very well. We also read that although he refused to be king, he was willing to take a king's pay and a king's harem. Then he went out and made an idol with his money. This was an especially crafty idol, too. It was in the form of something that God did tell Israel to make. Remember that an ephod was a part of the clothing of the high priest. Making a public display of a priestly garment in his hometown was another thing that didn't match his decision to refuse to be king. This may have given him some of the king's power. Making an idol out of something of God is a very deceiving thing. This is the kind of thing that Jesus was especially upset about when he spoke to religious men. They made a big show of religion, but failed to come to God in their hearts and accept Jesus. This is an important warning to us. We should not try to paint our sin with religious paint and deceive ourselves. Just like we read here about Gideon, our religious sins can be a trap that we make for ourselves as well as for others. There is no way to make a sin into something God likes by mixing in church going, a little prayer, worship music, or Bible study. Sin spoils the good that we could have done. We need to be holy, which means to separate from our sin. May God keep us from being deceived so that we can enjoy serving God in holiness.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio. Thank you.